The previous few Mishnayos discussed different changes which the Beis Din made to the process of Kiddush HaChodesh after various groups amongst Klal Yisrael tried to cause problems and trying to alter the date of Rosh Chodesh. And the previous Mishnah taught that originally, once the Beis Din had declared when Rosh Chodesh was, so if Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day of the previous month, so the previous month actually only had 29 days, so they would send the message to the entire Eretz Yisrael and beyond by lighting up torches, large poles of wood with fire on the top of mountains, starting from a mountain which was near the Beis Din. And once the fire was on there, so somebody on the next mountain along would see it and then light up a fire on there, and so on and so forth until it reached across the entire Eretz Yisrael and beyond. So then this Mishnah expands on that process. From where, from which mountains would they light up these torches? They would start Mihar Mishcha, which is Har HaZeisim, which is the mountain right next to the Beis HaMikdash. And since the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, sat by the Beis HaMikdash, this would be the nearest mountain, L'Sartava. The next mountain along was a mountain called Sartava. From there it would be down on the next mountain known as Gripina. Umigripina L'Chavron. The next mountain along was Chavron. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah does not list every mountain along the way, because that's simply too many. But it mentions the main mountains along the journey. And from the mountain called Chavron, the next mountain along, or a few mountains after that, would be Beis Biltin. And this was on the border of Eretz Yisrael, next to Bovel. Says the Mishnah. And from this mountain of Beis Biltin, they didn't move from there, from the top of the mountain over there. Rather, he would move the torch from side to side, and upwards and downwards. Until he sees the entire exile in front of him, like one big bonfire. Now, of course, he does not need to wait until the entire Bovel has torches lighting up. However, the city which borders Eretz Yisrael, the first city known as Pumpadisa, which was on the edge of Bovel, he had to wait until all of the people would go up onto the roofs of their houses and light torches over there. And once the entire city of Pumpadisa had done that, so the whole city would look as if it's on fire. And from there, he could then go down from the mountain, and he would rely on that to spread the message across the entire Bovel.